I'm Mike Schuster in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. A new element of the Patriot Act goes into effect next week. It will require banks, mutual fund companies, insurance companies, and all sorts of financial institutions to verify the identity of all customers. Joining us now from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Vigeland. Hi, Tess.
Hello, Mike.
Tess, what does this require of banks and other financial institutions that they don't already do? Don't they all already ask for your name, address, social security number, and birth date?
Right, right. They certainly do. But now banks, brokers, mutual fund companies, insurance companies, even casinos and pawn shops will have to check that information you give them against a terrorist watch list provided by the Treasury and Commerce Departments. And if you use a post office box as your address, that's not going to cut it anymore. You have to use a street address. And that has already created some paperwork problems for institutions like Citigroup that don't have an extra line in their computer software for another address.
And this applies to everybody with a bank or investment account?
Well, actually, it technically applies only to people opening up new accounts. Existing accounts are grandfathered, I guess you could say, for fairly obvious reasons that it would take an enormous amount of time and money to cross-check every single current account out there with this list. But the theory is that enough people change accounts often enough that they'll get the information on most account holders.
What about civil libertarians? They can't be too pleased with this. Are we hearing the standard privacy arguments we've heard with other parts of the Patriot Act?
Yeah, but there's another worry tacked on to that one. Bradley Jansen of the Competitive Enterprise Institute predicts the incidence of identity theft will go up because of these new rules.
The more information that's collected and shared, the greater the likelihood of that individual suffering identity fraud. There's been an identity theft epidemic in this country. It takes a very long time with a lot of effort for people to clear this up.
But Mike, there are actually some in the banking industry who've said the rules will actually help uncover identity theft because financial institutions are going to be cross-checking and double-checking the information that they get from customers.
And what about the cost of all this? Who's going to pay for the investigations the financial institutions have to conduct?
Well, the banks and investment and insurance companies are going to have to pay for it themselves, which means the cost will ultimately be passed on to you and me as their customers. The SEC has estimated that at least in the mutual fund industry alone, this could cost more than $200 million just in the first year to update computer systems and train workers to do all this account checking. Hmm. And in the Marketplace newsroom, the question of the day is, where will the U.S. get the money to pay for reconstruction in Iraq? Well, we're looking into some new fundraising ideas.
Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Mike.